Welcome to Merry Man Herbs, It's a Better Life Show. Listen every first and third Sunday at 2 p.m. on this station for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun and interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutritional representatives in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now here's Mike King. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Welcome to Merry Man Herbs, It's a Better Life Show. Today we're going to be talking about some, again, interesting tips, and we'll start off with that, and then we'll talk about portion size. And again, we have Cheryl Myers here with us, the head of education and scientific affairs. She's the chief director there. We'll be talking with her. We've been talking about the curcumin products. There's so much to talk about, so today we'll be talking about pain and inflammation. But before we get started, some interesting tips. Did you know that watermelon consists of 92% water and 8% sugar? And according to the American Institute of Stress, job stress approximately costs the U.S. industry over $300 billion per year. And I'm sure that they figure in, you know, stress causing cold, you know, causing you to have colds and missing work and so forth. So stress is a really important thing to address. Babies that are exposed to cats and dogs in the first year of life have a lower chance of developing allergies when they grow older. So maybe it's okay to get your baby around a cat or a dog. Walking just 20 extra minutes a day can result in a 7-pound fat loss within a year. So, you know, it's really great to go for that walk, and just walking an extra 20 minutes you can use. I wonder, don't know for sure, but I think if I walked 40 minutes, then maybe I'd lose 14 pounds. And we know a lot about tart cherries and how they're really good for you. A lot of people use them for gout and so forth, but eating approximately 20 tart cherries a day, that can reduce headaches and inflammation. So those are a little interesting tips for the day. And I want to talk a little bit about, and a lot of our customers always get concerned about portion size and servings, and they get those confused. So a portion is the amount of food that you choose to eat for a meal or snack. It can be big or small. You decide. So you decide on your portion. A serving is a measured amount of food or drink, such as one slice of bread or one cup or 8 ounces of milk. And generally, many foods that come as a single portion actually contain multiple servings. So you really need to look on the label and see what that serving size is. I know our labels are going to be upgraded here pretty soon by the FDA. They think some of the servings are a little bit larger than they're supposed to be, and they're going to be cutting that back. We've got a thing going on called portion distortion. The average portion sizes have grown so much over the past 20 years that sometimes the plate arrives and there's enough food for two or even three people on it. And that's called portion distortion. And to explain that a little bit more in detail, 20 years ago, a cheeseburger had 333 calories. Today, it's 590. So it's almost twice the size. Spaghetti with meatballs, you'd get a portion, you know, at a restaurant or something, it would be one cup of sauce, three small meatballs. Today, it's two cups of sauce and three large meatballs. The soda we used to drink, 6.5 ounces. Today, we're looking at 20 ounces. So we've gone from 82 calories on that to about 250. So it's almost tripled. And again, you know, soda or soda pop or whatever you want to call it actually is just almost, I liken it to sugar water. Of course, we know diet soda is fat soda because the artificial sweeteners in there interfere with your probiotics and cause you to gain weight. A blueberry muffin used to be 1.5 ounces. Now it's 5 ounces. And I'm like, wow, that's almost tripled. So again, what we're seeing is this large amount of food being served to us, and then we get confused. We get home and we're like, well, you know, that's what they serve, so that's what we should eat. I know people that have had a lot of weight problems, some of them going for the bariatric surgery or other surgeries and so forth. They're only allowed to eat the size of their fist with each meal, like 3 times a day. You know, again, think about that. If you're trying to lose weight, sometimes it's just the amount of food you're eating. And think about it, you know, after these surgeries, that's all that they can eat. Otherwise, they get violently ill. So, you know, again, sometimes people just can't stop eating. But diet and exercise are very important. But we've got a really big problem with people eating too much. So next time you get a meal out or go out to eat, remember, you're only supposed to eat about the size of your fist. And of course, always talk to your doctor about that. But I think people are really, really eating too much. Now, you can calculate how much fruits or vegetables you need, your serving sizes and so forth. You can go to the Centers for Disease Control under nutrition, everyone, fruits and vegetables, and how many. So that's www.cdc.gov/nutrition/everyone. /fruitsvegetables/how many. So you can put in your age, your gender, and then how much you exercise, and then it'll tell you. Somebody like me, I can eat 2 cups of fruit and 3 cups of vegetables. So I can actually eat quite a bit of fruits and vegetables every day because I do a lot of exercise, and I'm a bigger guy. I'm usually around about 200 pounds, or I try to keep it there. So anyway, I think the big point that we need to think about here today is, you know, we're probably eating too much. We're not eating the right foods. There's so much sugar and everything in our foods. And if we could cut back and eat the right foods, a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, proper protein and the grains and so forth, and maybe get on a good diet plan, talk to your dietitian, nutritionist, doctor, and really watch eating, not just what you eat, but how much you eat. And then, of course, if you do overdo or indulge, again, you know, maybe walking a little bit extra, doing a little more exercise or something like that's really great. So today we've got Cheryl Myers with us. Cheryl, how are you doing today?
I'm just great, and it's so happy to be here again.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us. We've been talking a lot about the Curamin, the BCM95, the curcumin products. It's just been phenomenal. I know last time we talked about how it helped with depression, and before that we talked kind of in general about the quality of the product and what to look for, but we've never really talked about all the different things that curcumin and the curcumin products, what they do, the formulations, and how they address pain, inflammation. I know I've read that basically the curcumin or curcumin products, particularly the curcumin, the pigment from the turmeric root, is actually in some of the clinical studies more effective than the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, aspirin. Sometimes as effective as the corticosteroids, and sometimes also rheumatoid arthritic medicine. So we have basically a pain anti-inflammatory product here that's better than anything that we've ever seen before. And of course, we've been talking about all the positive benefits, but I want to get a little bit more into detail. How does this work? Why is this so effective? I know we've talked about the potentization and the BCM95, but it's kind of hard to believe that I can take an over-the-counter nutraceutical that's as effective or, if you know, more effective than an NSAID. How can that be? Explain that to me.
Well, I think what we need to do is redefine how people think about inflammation.
Okay.
And redefine how they think about pain. There's many, many factors that figure into pain, and there's many, many factors that figure into inflammation. And so when we talk about curcumin, which many people have heard of because it's a really it's a natural product that's just exploded in popularity.
Oh, I know. We can hardly keep it in stock because people come in, they buy it, and it works, and they feel great.
Right. So curcumin is an amazing herb. As you said, it's from turmeric, although turmeric only has about 2% to 5% curcumin. So when you're using it as a natural medicine, you just really can't get there with turmeric.
Right. So, I don't want to be eating five roots.
Yeah.
Five roots every day. Okay, Mike.
the curcumin is, thousands of clinical studies that are published on the electronic database of the National Institutes of Health, which is PubMed.gov, mm-hmm. for a wide variety of interventions. But perhaps what it is very best known for is its ability to reduce inflammation.
Okay.
Well, the problem with curcumin is it's not very well absorbed. And so that's why when we start to talk about developing products to address pain, we need to do something about the absorption, and that's where that special form that you were talking about comes in, which is BCM95 curcumin. It's formulated in a patented method where the turmeric essential oil is blended with the powder in such a way that each little flake of powder absorbs a little bit of the turmeric essential oil so that you get up to 10 times better absorption, and you get some health benefits from the turmeric essential oil as well. So
wow.
it's a wonderful, wonderful compound with 22 published studies, 11 of them human clinical trials.
Right, and I know there's like over 5,000 studies out there just on the turmeric root and all the other extracts and formulations and so forth. So we've got a product now that's what I like to kind of say, it's really Ubered up. So you're taking basically the powerhouse out of the turmeric root, which is the curcumin pigment, which I think I've been told it's like over 150 compounds right there. Is that right? About 150?
There's a lot of compounds in it.
Just
and,
in that.
And so the ones that we focus on are called curcuminoids.
Okay.
And there's those are the ones that have been demonstrated to play the biggest role with regards to inflammation, cancer, oxidative stress, depression, those kinds of serious clinical studies.
Right. And then, okay, by putting that oil extract back on, then you're taking, you know, the best of the best. And so you've got a really holistic product, but it's and again, there's something with a phospholipid or a fat that's involved here. So it's very easy to digest, gets into the blood and gets into the cells very rapidly and very easy. I know when I take it, the other night, I was kind of just a little bit achy. I'd kind of maybe overdone for the day. I wasn't kind of really getting to sleep. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to take one of your wonderful turmeric products. I'm going to take just one, the extra strength. And I woke up the next morning, I'm like, oh, and I felt great. I'm like, oh, I took that. I must have fallen asleep right away and forgot all my little aches and pains. Sometimes, you know, you get the restless legs and so forth. And I woke up the next day and I was just really happy. But I generally take like one every day. But tell us a little bit about, you know, okay, we've got all these compounds. We've got a product that's really bioavailable. There's a lot of inflammatory pathways that go on. Now, does this address all the inflammatory pathways?
Well, you know, the confusion is between the herb curcumin and our product Curamin.
Okay.
And so Curamin contains that special BCM95 curcumin with all the published studies, the things that you were talking about, like comparisons to certain kinds of NSAIDs that are used in osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. But so that's definitely the heavy lifter. But there's three other ingredients in Curamin, each of which address pain from a different perspective.
Okay, so there's more in your formulation than what we would find in other products. So what are the other? I know there's boswellia, which is frankincense, which what the wise men brought. But what is it? What's all in there? What's the formulation?
Well, it starts with that heavy lifter, the BCM95 curcumin. And curcumin, when you talk about the pathways of inflammation, every single pathway of inflammation, curcumin touches, but it doesn't wipe out any one. Now, that's in contrast to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which wipe out an entire pathway, an enzyme pathway, with regards to inflammation. So, yes, indeed, the inflammation goes down, and people may get some pain relief, but Mother Nature doesn't like it when you wipe out a pathway.
Right.
And so some very bad things happen. You have a huge risk of bleeding ulcers, perforated ulcers, gastrointestinal irritation, erosion of the mucosa, reduction in kidney function, and a doubling and tripling of the risk of heart attack and stroke.
Right, and I know there's an increase in like hemorrhaging and aneurysms and all kinds of different things like that. And I know there's like the cyclooxygenase 1 and cyclooxygenase 2 and the 5-lox, but some of these NSAIDs just block one, and then the other one just, you know, you block one pathway, well, there's still that pressure, the inflammation pressure, kind of like a faucet. So you still left one on. So then that even flows even more. And then maybe that's why we're seeing, you know, the heart's blowing out and bleeding ulcers and all this, because it's not balanced. And that's what I love about your product and the turmeric in general. The holistic aspect is you get that balancing, which is what we need. That's what our bodies are designed, to do. The adaptogenic balancing of the herbs is so phenomenal over a single synthetic, maybe pharmaceutical or compound. So you get this holistic balancing. So what else is in the curcumin product?
So the curcumin itself, the BCM95 curcumin, does not wipe out any inflammation pathways. It simply modulates every single one of them.
Wow.
And so we get the same kind of reduction in inflammation, but without the damaging side effects.
Oh.
And then the next ingredient is that boswellia you referred to.
Uh-huh.
And yes, indeed, especially some people may remember it as frankincense. Some people still call it frankincense with regards to incense and essential oils. But the medicinal form is from the boswellia serrata tree. It's called boswellia. And you may ask yourself, because boswellia is anti-inflammatory, if curcumin is the best anti-inflammatory herb in the whole wide world, what the heck do you need boswellia for?
Well, and not just that, but I think you use a trademark maybe even more bioavailable? Like, is it called Bosquir, I think, on the lip?
Bosquir, yes.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. So when we look at how boswellia works in the body, it doesn't have the type of impact that curcuma does. It
right.
does not touch every single pathway of inflammation.
Okay.
But there's this one little squiggly pathway in the corner that causes a lot of trouble that nothing else touches. It's called the 5-lipoxygenase pathway.
The 5-LOX, right,
yes.
Okay.
And that's where boswellia really excels.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the only drug that really addresses the 5-LOX pathway are steroids, and we all know about how dangerous those can be for long-term use. So it's an amazing gift to be able to have a safe and natural herbal compound that can really modulate that pathway. So since I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin, I have to do a football analogy.
Okay,
and so
here we go.
So when I'm talking to patients, I say, well, you know, curcumin, it can play every single position on the football team
mm-hmm.
and do it well. Boswellia cannot, but it's a field goal kicker. So what it may not be able to play every position, but what it does really well. And you can't win the game without a good field goal kicker.
Right, right. Well, the fact that it addresses the 5-LOX like steroids, that's why it is comparable then. That's why the product is comparable to the steroidal drugs, because it's addressing that pathway.
So between the BCM95 mm-hmm. curcumin, which is up to 10 times stronger based on its absorption,
right.
and the Bospure boswellia is uniquely purified. Turns out that the plant has some compounds in it that actually cause inflammation.
Okay.
So when you take an unstandardized boswellia, you get a little bit of effect because the good outweighs the bad.
Right.
But the reason ours is called Bospure is it's a patented process that removes those pro-inflammatory compounds.
Okay, so you're
much
just
more robust
right.
anti-inflammatory effect.
So you're getting all the anti-inflammatories right. and none of the inflammatories.
All the good guys, none of the bad guys.
Wow.
So hence the name Bospure.
Okay.
So it's a unique form. So when we look at the curamin, you know, anybody could throw four things together
mm-hmm.
in a combination. But the reason it really stands out and the reason it's won over 22 awards for best natural product, best natural pain reliever in the industry is because of the fact that the curcumin is probably up to 10 times more powerful because of its absorption,
mm-hmm.
and the boswellia, because of its standardization and purification, is probably 10 to 15 times stronger than
wow.
just the unstandardized stuff. So you put those two together, and they truly are an incredible combination for helping to alleviate inflammation, which is the cause of about 85% of the severe pain that people experience.
Right.
So those are the two heavy lifters.
Well,
those
and I know they work, Cheryl. I mean, I use it. I see it in my customers. It's phenomenal, the pain relief and the anti-inflammatory and all the other positive benefits. But there's some other compounds in there,
yes,
too.
Yes, the other two ingredients don't have anything to do with inflammation.
Okay.
One is an amino acid called DLPA, and it works in the brain.
Right, and amino acids are basically the building blocks of protein, so we would probably get that in our food anyway, right?
You would, but you wouldn't necessarily get this concentration.
Okay.
And that's what is used by your brain to help keep your brain's own natural pain relievers active longer. You know, your brain makes these wonderful compounds called endorphins
yes.
and enkephalins, and they're the feel-good pain-killing substances. They're very, very powerful, but they wink out of existence so rapidly. Well, when you
you can't eat chocolate bars all day long either, right?
So when you have enough DLPA,
uh-huh.
It helps to interfere with the enzyme that breaks them up, so it keeps them active longer. So you get more bang for your buck with your body's own natural pain relievers.
Wow. So you've Ubered up on the natural pain relievers by kind of interfering with a protein that works with a mechanism that stops that enzyme to break those down.
And the last but not least is a little sprinkling of an enzyme
mm-hmm.
called natokinase.
Okay, I'm familiar with that. Now, that's generally used to thin the blood, but explain why that's in there.
Well, you're right. There's been a lot of studies on natokinase, and there's products at very high dosages
mm-hmm.
that are used to help break up or to help prevent abnormal blood clots. So it is useful that way. It's not exactly a blood thinner the way that a prescription drug would
right,
be.
Right.
But it does help to break up or to help prevent the formation of abnormal blood.
Yeah, I've heard that it kind of works like the plasma in the blood to break up the fibrin in that very last stage of the clotting. And I know there is so much literature on the natokinase. I mean, we could go into that. It was, I think, developed out of the University of Chicago. a few years ago or discovered, and it's from the natobacillus, or the fermentation of soy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a food in Japan called natto.
Yeah.
And natto is, it looks like, some Japanese friends made me eat some. So forgive me, folks, if you're far more... if you're far more expansive in your food choices than I, but they made me try some, and it looks like lentils set together with melted marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
They have these long, sticky, stringy things that are attached to these little brown nubbins, and I did not like it at all.
Right,
and,
on its own.
I didn't like the texture. I didn't like the flavor, but it's one of the healthiest foods on the planet. Extracted from natto are two amazing things. One is this enzyme we use, in small amounts, not in the large amounts you see in products for that are targeting blood clotting, but in small amounts to help improve microcirculation.
Okay, there. Boom. Microcirculation. So this is going to help, again, just, you know, my brain's thinking, okay, this is going to help with the absorption and getting into all the tissues.
Well, you know, one of the biggest places that people have difficulties is in their joints.
Oh, yeah.
And
in the bones, right.
We do not have direct circulation to our joints. There's no big blood vessels that run right into our elbow.
Right.
Because if they did, every time you bend your elbow, you'd cut off circulation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Mother Nature had to create a workaround, and the way she did that was to put a little tiny spider web network of capillaries, the smallest blood vessels in the body, all on the outside of the joint capsule.
Okay.
And the way that these little blood vessels deliver nutrients to the joints is through a process called passive diffusion. So it is not as efficient as direct circulation, like we have direct circulation to our heart, to our kidneys.
Right,
our
brain. There's pressure there, right.
But it's more of a diffuse system, and when we start to have problems...
Kind of like a wicking, kind of like when you put a sponge down, it'll slowly wick up that water.
Something like that. That's a very good comparison.
Yeah.
So, when we look at nutrient delivery to the joints as we age and in the presence of certain diseases, we start to see those little capillaries rupture,
getting clogged,
or pinched off.
Right.
So you're just not getting the best nutrient delivery. So by adding a small amount of a compound to help enhance that microcirculation, now all of a sudden you're getting these really powerful compounds into the places where they are needed most.
Well, and I think people don't understand, too, there's actually... capillaries and circulation even into the bone. I think people think bones are just, you know, dry and there's nothing there, but they're very much alive and rejuvenating. So, I mean, even into the bone, there's circulation. So I think, you know, very important getting into the joints. This is just really interesting. Now I'm thinking, okay, circulation. I know that the curcumin products are really good at stabilizing cholesterol and blood sugar. And, you know, I think on the next show, I want to do one more show with you, Cheryl, and we're going to talk about all of the other things. But I'm thinking here, okay, we've got a product that's going to get in and maybe help with cholesterol and so forth. So is there maybe a possibility that this product, not only relieving pain and inflammation, may help with circulation?
Well, you know, I have to say that when we look at, sometimes when people think about the pharmaceutical world, they're always, you know, when you see those commercials on TV for a pharmaceutical, the last 30 seconds is somebody reading as fast as they possibly can all the possible side effects.
Yeah, and
they cause blindness, hair loss.
Yeah, and the one that they get real quiet on is loss of life.
Boom, 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 boom. Well, you know, those are called side effects, but what you get with many natural medicines are side benefits.
Right.
And so even though someone might be using Curamen for pain, and you're right, it works very quickly, 15 to 30 minutes.
I can't believe
it. Amazing product.
I cannot believe it. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I tell everybody, you got to try it.
Yeah, and so you instead of getting side effects, you get side benefits.
Right.
Because that, you know, by helping to reduce inflammation, yes, it may alleviate pain, but reducing inflammation also helps individuals who have risks for heart disease and cancer, because those are some of the risk factors, are high levels of systemic inflammation. It may help people with diabetes. That's one of the things that they see when people's blood sugar starts to go up, is we see an additional inflammation in the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
We see some increases in insulin resistance. That a lot of that is linked to certain processes of inflammation. Because when you look at the other ingredients like the DLPA and the nattokinase, those are also useful for other things. There's been studies on DLPA having to do with mood and helping individuals maintain a more stable mood.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. So, yes, Curamen is totally developed to target pain, any kind of pain. But instead of side effects, you do get some side benefits from these amazingly effective natural medicines.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the one thing that I really like to rest my hat on with this product is, you know, okay, obviously it's going to maybe even help a little bit with circulation, but the bottom line is you're getting a healing effect. You know, I always worry about taking, you know, maybe an over-the-counter NSAID or something like that, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be damaging my liver, you know, and causing a lot of other things. And basically, by definition, it's, you know, a synthetic poison, actually, you know, because of all of the effects, the negative effects that it has on the body. But when you take a natural, balanced compound that addresses pain and inflammation like this particular, your specific product, the BCM95, with the other compounds in it, you're not only getting what you want that pain relief, but you're getting maybe long-term healing. And then I always like to do my little saying of, well, you're going to, you know, live healthier, happier, and longer by taking a product like this. And I know I've got a number of customers that take it every day. And is there anything wrong with taking it every day?
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with using it on a daily basis, which, again, is something that I think is an improvement when you start to use natural interventions, as they tend to be much more safe for long-term use than some of the other things that people might be picking up in the drugstore.
Wow. So we're really getting true deep healing. We're getting the anti-inflammatory, and again, we're getting a high-quality product. A product that's been, you know, scientifically designed using the, you know, getting out the inflammatory compounds and getting the best of the best and all these other things. And I think on the next show, we're going to talk about all the other benefits, because I know, you know, we talked a little bit about controlling the blood sugar and cleansing of, you know, the body and the liver and so forth. So there's a lot more to talk about it, and we'll be talking about that on the next show. And I'm really excited about this, Cheryl. I mean, it's just... Gooder, like we say in our cooking schools, this is gooder, you know. So anyway, it's been a pleasure having you, talking with you and having you here today, and I'm sure we're going to hear about some more phenomenal things. Is there any new research or anything coming up?
There's been some really interesting research, animal research, on BCM95 curcumin and Bospure Boswellia, this time in combination, looking at how it works with regards to helping the body when individuals are plagued by cancer.
Wow.
We
have to talk about that.
Some really good, interesting research that's coming out of that research study was done at in Texas. So
I think we're just seeing
more and more good things come about as we learn more and more about these powerful natural medicines.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk about that next time. And Cheryl, again, thank you so much for all the great information, and we'll be talking with you soon. The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.